rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
The following internet radio show you're about to listen to could offend you, could insult you, it could gross you out to no extreme. There's something here for someone, there's something here for everyone. But make no mistake, what you are listening to will always entertain you, and it's always going to be Spankwagon Radio. So sit back with your hosts, Claude Balls and Trencher. Be amazed. Be delighted. But always be entertained. Spankwagon Radio. How's that for a nice, mellow, you got a fucking headache for another show intro?
Very nice. Thank you very much. My headache thanks you as well.
I mean, we could go around and go, Claude's got a headache! It really sucks! But we won't. We're going to be nice to you today because you've got a headache. We want to make sure that Claude Balls...
Should I get my revenge by hitting that?
No, do not hit. That was last week.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show that happens to be on Friday nights at this time, and you happen to be listening to...
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net.
Via the internet. Ooh,
that's right.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the inevitable Claude Balls.
Inevitable? It's like no one could avoid it. Oh, shit, the wall! Oh, hey, Claude Balls.
That's right, dude.
Come on.
I'm everywhere.
We should be hooked up, ready to go. This place looks like a wire's rat's nest, but I think everything works this week because you know why? I double-checked my shit this week. I don't normally double-check my shit.
Really?
I usually hit a couple switches and don't even sit the sliders, but today I came in with the goal of double-checking my shit because I got tired of looking like an asshole like last week. Oh, yeah, we'll get rid of Stan the O-Shit Man. There we are. Hello. On the cam. Hey, get into our room right now. Get into the chat room. Best way to do it would be to go to... Whoa, that was almost fun.
Basically, go ahead, go to spankwagon.net. From there, you can go ahead and click on the link to live chat with us. Or if you're a little bit more technical, prefer your own, bring your own software format, go ahead, join us through IRC on Sex Tracker for the room pound Spankwagon.
Actually, no, it's not Spankwagon, it's Pound LB Rocks.
LB Rocks, I'm
Sex
sorry.
Tracker chat. Anyhow,
just click on the link anyhow.
And hey, you can also, by using the Java-based chat, you can also get to the 20-second cam. Yes, you get to see us in 20-second increments, which is the most thrilling thing since sliced bread.
20-second increments, man. They didn't even have that when they went to the moon.
Yeah, they did. They had fucking streaming. The moon has better technology than this webcam, but that's another story altogether. All right, hey, shit, where do we start from here? Because there's been a lot of shit going on this week.
Many, many, many things going on this week, actually. Indeed, indeed. Yes, we have...
You're like the Eddie McMahon today. You're like, yes, many things, indeed.
Many things.
Ho!
We have a dead celebrity, a controversial dead celebrity.
You know, and that actually got me to start to thinking, we're going to kill everybody with our first little segment here. And by the way, let's throw out the numbers. You are the number man because they took the big sign down.
Actually, they put it on the other side.
Oh.
Okay, guess what, guys? You want to call in to Spankwagon Radio and talk to Claude Balls and Trench? Then call now. Toll-free nationwide, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Or locally here in Las Vegas, you get your own special direct line to us, 383-8120.
First caller gets absolutely nothing.
First caller gets mad props.
Yeah. Ooh.
If you call within the next 20 seconds... It's impossible because there's a delay.
Oh, that's right, the delay. They'll never get it.
That's right.
Damn, you had me fooled. I'm like, oh, right. Oh, wait. Actually,
there's always
a
fine print.
Yeah. You two can win, provided you only have one leg and your name is Lucky.
Lost dog.
Exactly. Hey, what do I want to start off with today? Actually, I wanted to start off, we were talking about the Dead Celeb, and I think the Dead Celeb, even though we're going to do our normal Dead Celeb tribute, Christopher Reeve passed away earlier this week. This is the second time someone's passed away, what I would call in care. Christopher Reeve passed away in care, you know, but and his situation was different than, let's say, last week's major dead celebrity of Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Who was in care in a hospital. Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, I'm going to kill everybody by starting the chat off and the show off on this note. My question to you, and my question to everybody out there, when is it too long? One thing that I know you and I were kind of chatting about, and you thought this would be horrible, but I want to know what people think about, what you think about, and I want to share what I think about. When is it too long to keep them on life support? When to pull the plug? When do you stop trying to resuscitate someone who's 80 years old? Rodney Dangerfield, 83 years old. When do you stop trying to resuscitate Rodney Dangerfield so you go, hey, I got no respect, and die again, days later?
Well, in all honesty, you bring up a very, very good question. And the reason I say that, though, is because there is going to be a lot to go along with. Oh, dude, that's a horrible glow. Jesus.
Yeah, I know. Well, actually, that's a new computer, too.
Uh-huh.
So if you notice, the video stream is much better on that computer now.
Oh, yeah, I'll be damned.
Yeah. Anywho.
Well, I think the thing about it is right there is when you have Rodney Dangerfield and Christopher Reeve right there, whew, you've really thrown a monkey wrench into that. Because Christopher Reeve was somebody who did not want to die, given his situation right there.
Correct. And he became the advocate, you know, for spinal column injuries and things like that. You know, so. By the way, we'll mention it one more time. Maybe Claude will type it into the chat room here in a little bit. But the phone number is 1-866-LV-ROCKS, if you're local Vegas, 383-8120. Call us up. We want to hear your opinions on this as well, and I believe, unless I'm a complete tard again this week, everything should be fine. Anyhow, but...
The thing about it is, like I say, Rodney Dangerfield, I don't know the man's personal stuff.
Okay. But he was 83. I mean, he was 83 in a hospital for heart surgery.
Okay.
At what point do you say, you know, I'm 83... I don't need this heart surgery. Why don't I just die?
Okay, that's a different question. That's a different question entirely. You just threw in there too. Now we're on a different subject. Something that I kind of touched on last week, and I'm going to expand into that more without going off track. Amazingly enough, you're absolutely right in both respects. He's 80 years old. I don't know. I mean, it's a personal choice. Sometimes the body just shuts down. In other cases, you might make a choice based on this before you go into something like this, saying, you know, I don't want my quality of life to deteriorate beyond what I consider to be a certain standard.
Okay.
At the same time as well, in my opinion right there, the man still would be alive today if he hadn't gone in for that surgery.
Rodney Dangerfield.
It was a preemptive surgery.
Okay. But it was preemptive to do what? It was preemptive to help him in the long run. Well, again, there's that long run. He wanted to live, yes, but he was 83.
It's kind of like cancer treatment. I mean, if I were to get diagnosed with cancer, I wouldn't go through regular treatments. I would not go through chemo.
What would you do?
In all honesty, I don't know. I would probably be one of those people that starts searching for you know, like homeopathic type cures or something like that. And the reason being is I'd rather die with dignity like mm-hmm. that than have to be somebody bald and
decrepit, dude. I will argue your point because you realize when you have cancer and things like that, that is going to turn you into someone who is balled up and withering away.
Now the thing about it is I've never seen cancer do that. I've only seen the treatment do that. Okay. In many cases, we're on the same page right here. I think what really needs to be done is we seriously need to go ahead and evaluate, you know, okay, yeah, if we go through this, we might live longer, mm-hmm. but what's the quality of life going
right.
to be?
Right, and I mean,
with
hooking
that
up the tubes and shit
plus
like that.
Plus, it's not fair. I mean, in the chat room right now, a higher goon says, I think there could be others that could use that surgery, younger people. And I'm not. I don't know if he means that maybe Rodney was taking up somebody else's space, whatnot.
That's possible. A hired goon. Go ahead and elaborate on that for us, would you please?
Exactly. Please, please do. But at the same time, I don't necessarily think that Rodney Dangerfield putting himself through that operation was fair to doctors.
What do you mean? I mean, by putting them in a position to do that kind of an operation on an old person?
Not the operation itself, but since he had such complications after. A lot of doctors, you know, I mean, you know, they are going to have a scorecard.
Yes.
When you look up their history, you know, and that's going to be one of their losses for a patient that didn't pull through an operation completely.
And mostly because the patient was probably 9,000 years old.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you know, at the same time as well, how fair is that going to be to a doctor to possibly blemish their career in that
aspect? Okay. Now, I respect what you're saying there. Now, my question is, though, I mean, when you got celebrities, not even celebrities, let's keep with celebrities. When are you too old? I mean, when is it a situation where you're like, you know what? I think it's time to go gracefully. I think it's time to not try to keep myself together in that respect. I mean, let's look at a lighter side of this, not just heart problems or stomach infections or any crazy thing like pneumonia. Let's look at plastic surgery. I mean, you got a lot of celebrities who maintain a look, literally a Tupperware plastic sheen, when they're 92. You know, and it's like, dude, when is it time to stop? You know, when do you need to not do this anymore?
The two people that come to mind when you mention that are Phyllis Diller and Joan Rivers.
God, I mean, they should be dead by now, both of them. You realize this.
I know.
Plastic
surgery, to me, in my opinion, it's like if you want to go in, you want to do a little something here or there, that's fine, I guess.
Okay.
Plastic surgery, in my opinion, right here, I think, with the exception of, you know, like reconstructive surgery after an accident.
Right.
I think that all plastic surgery, I think that they should put a
easy for you to say.
What's the word I'm looking for? It's like on the tip of my tongue. A candidate for plastic surgery. Somebody wants to go in. I think they should be psychologically evaluated the same as people who want to go in for gender operations.
Interesting thought. I mean, you are making a change to what you perceive as improving oneself.
Exactly.
Why not? Hey, if you have any questions or you have any comments to add, you know, don't forget to give us a call here. Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.net. The numbers, 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Exactly. And locally, 338-8120.
So remember to kick in with that. Also, Hired Goon here says, you know, there's a lot of kids who haven't had a chance of life need the operation. But with States Healthcare, I'm sure he didn't take anyone else's surgery. Ah, Hired Goon is Canadian, so he's talking about more of the socialized medicine.
Ah.
That makes more sense.
I
agree. You know what?
God, it's Canadian medicine versus American.
I don't even want to get into that. I'm not brave enough nor smart enough.
All I have to say is one thing right there.
My nuts aren't that big to take on that argument.
There's two reasons it works better in Canada. Mm-hmm. One, they're more willing to invest money into socialist healthcare. Number two, Canada doesn't seem to want to breed a society of people who are constantly ill and need to run to the doctor for every little thing. Therefore, it doesn't create such a drain on the needs. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Goon says there's the argument that if you were paying for, why not? You know what? If you are paying for this surgery, why not? But again, what we're asking everybody out there to give us their opinions on, and what we're giving you our opinions on. Well, why, when you're that old, you know, why do something like that to yourself when you're at that point in your life? Now, I'll tell you what, myself.
Fear, vanity.
I personally, if I was in, let's say, Rodney Dangerfield's shoes, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let's hope I'm that, you know, that famous for something, okay, in the future. Would I then, in fact, go on with an elective surgery if I knew it was going to keep me maybe alive for 3 more years? No. Totally not. I would actually would I sacrifice a little bit here and there every now and then, and I'm self-effacing, and I have no problem being that way.
Uh-huh.
My friends know this as well, I'd hope. But I will say that I would, cracking open Pepsi, talk about someone wants to die young. I would, in my case, if I had an issue like that serious, oh yeah, absolutely. I'd be like, you know what, I'm 83. I got to see 83 years worth, or at least experience 80 or 79 years worth of life.
You don't think that's like possibly considered suicide?
At that age, though, I mean, you're near the end of your life. How can you consider that suicide?
You don't know where the end of your life is. You're closer to the end.
Oh, come on. When you're, okay, 75 or 76, one of those two numbers, that's the age that they're saying is old age, like the average lifespan, the mortality average.
Okay.
If you live to 83, you've beaten the average.
Yeah, but if
And if you've beaten the average, it's time to go.
Yeah, but if you were to live to 123... Or, excuse me, 103, that's 20 more years.
But now, again, quality
that's
of a, life.
That's someone else's other lifetime.
But, okay, but we're...
I'm just playing the devil's
advocate.
I'm
also saying this, though. People who live to be 103, I doubt they've had any major surgeries when they were 80. Now, I will say... I will say anecdotally, though, that, you know, one of my grandmothers lived to be 100 years old. She had Alzheimer's. Yeah, thank you. Alzheimer's, whatever. And pretty much it was a pretty fucked deal.
Uh-huh.
She didn't know who she was. She didn't know where she was or anything like that. Miserable existence, okay? You know, now my other grandmother, she is 94 this year.
All right.
She still drives in town.
Scary. Stay away from the farmer's market in Waterloo, Iowa.
Haywarden, Iowa, actually.
Haywarden.
You know, she still drives around. She's still mobile. She still does her own cooking, cleaning, everything. She did have a hip and knee surgery. And that was a couple years ago when she was around 90. Now, we were all going, But, you know,
it depends on your perception. You might be somebody that's happier at the time.
Well, okay. Happier at what?
With life. You may have a more fulfilling life than a lot of other people.
You know what? I like that thought. I like that thought a lot. You have a more fulfilling, happy life. You don't want to go. It's not time to go.
Exactly. Maybe Dangerfield had a beautiful wife in a fistful of Viagra, and he just wanted to keep going on and on.
Fair enough.
I think that the surgery right there was kind of foolish. I don't think he should have done
now,
that.
Now, let's move it on to like Christopher Reeve then. I mean,
Christopher Reeve, I'm kind of... I don't know. I'm kind of iffy on that guy.
How long was he actually in, like, comas and stuff like that? I mean, how close did he actually get to being pulled, the plug being pulled years ago? You know, almost, what, 10 years ago now?
Yeah. In my opinion right there with Christopher Reeve, I don't know. I think that his death is a little controversial for me.
How do you say?
I don't know. I'm not throwing out conspiracy, but I think perhaps Christopher Reeve was murdered.
Okay. Real quick, I'm going to interrupt you with chat room commentary. The only thing I like about plastic surgery is that it advances the options available for disfigured people, burn victims, etc. Thank you, Hired Goon, for that. He's saying, you know, I had to add that in because it was a good point. You're saying it's controversial. You're saying Christopher Reeve's death is now controversial. How is it controversial?
I think so. Because I was starting to read up a lot of stuff. Another story we have coming up, we're going to talk about. I think it was Duke University. They ended up having some guy, they're not saying who, 25 years old, and they basically implanted 100 electrodes into various parts of his brain. And this kid can play Pong now with 72% accuracy.
What was his problem going into this?
He was in high school, football star, car wreck. Broken neck.
Oh, that'd fuck you every time.
Exactly. So that's his background. He's a quadriplegic, and what they're doing is after now with Pong, they're working on seeing where else they can go into the brain. Not just for games, but for, you know, like operating systems. Somebody could totally communicate through an operating system there.
The physicist in Europe.
Exactly.
Stephen Hawking, you know, he communicates through an operating system. Of course, he bitches about it because it makes him sound too American, but that's personal preference, right?
Exactly. But the thing about it is this right here. What I'm saying is, you know, and I hate saying this because it sounds like I'm stealing another comedian's material, you know, Chris Rock saying, you know, we're never going to cure AIDS because, you know, the money isn't in the cure, it's in the treatment.
Yeah.
Christopher Reeve made a lot of progress. Wiggle his index finger. Who knows how much more we could advance stuff? Because, one, the guy had money for the experimentation, and, two, he was willing to go through with it. Who knows what else we could have had for Christopher Reeve?
You're talking, like, along the lines of stem cell research and...
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. I understand
that. Because Christopher Reeve, number one, not only is Christopher Reeve... a celebrity, but hey, Superman, okay? So that image alone, okay, helps a lot of people want to believe in this guy and want to help him.
Which explains why it seems like everybody was so saddened about his death. Even though, I mean, come on, it was bound to happen. When you have someone that is quadriplegic by that kind of a fate, it's going to happen. You know, what you reading?
The chat room.
Anything good?
You're saying a lot of retirees have too much time on their hands. That's perhaps why they give up on living.
No, that may be.
It's a possibility.
That's very possible. I mean, if they don't like living, though, they can go work at Walmart and be a door greeter and then hate life for an entirely new reason.
Oh, don't get me started on Walmart.
Hey, by the way, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.net.
He's Claude Balls.
I am Claude Balls indeed. Almost said Trencher. Goddamn.
And I'm Trencher.
You trip me up with that shit every time.
I know. It's fun. Yeah. What were you? So, okay, so the final verdict here is that
Christopher Reeve death to me is too controversial. Okay, the guy gets a virus infection, he slips into a coma, miraculously has a heart attack 2 days later, and now we rush to cremate the body in a private ceremony. Something don't add up to me.
Are you, what, okay, when did you start wearing tinfoil hats?
Hey, man, I'm just saying, man, it just, it's a little suspicious to me.
So you're saying that Christopher Reeve's death is
questionable
murder?
Possible murder, yes. I'm thinking it might be some foul play. I think it needs to be investigated more.
Who do you think would actually investigate that, though? I don't think anybody would want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Nobody would want to touch it right there. Nobody would want to touch it right there.
Okay.
I'm going to agree with that, but I think maybe, you know, he was in the care of, like, a nurse or something. I think we should check out that nurse right there, see if anybody recently got some payoffs from, you know, Glasgow Smith Kline or somebody.
In other words, people who are against stem cell research and against some of the things he was an advocate for.
Because nobody wants to see, because look
you don't want a cure, you just want a treatment.
Right. Look at that right there. Other than stem cell research, which can actually progress, because with stem cell research, they can get your ass to grow whatever organ. Because, I mean, look at it. Stem cell research. If everybody could grow themselves a set of fresh kidneys, why would we need to buy, like, $10,000 dialysis machines?
Makes sense. Now, that's a little more utopian than I would expect from you. I will say this. If anybody wants to read an interesting book, totally kind of close to where Claude's going here with kidneys, go out and read Life and Death in the Magic Kingdom. Actually, guy talks about, you know, there is no need, there is no want.
Uh-huh.
You die, you just download your brain into a new body. And they keep backups on hand.
I saw a movie based on that starring Duff.
Actually, it's not a movie yet. It just came out in 2001.
No, I saw a movie like that based on that right there starring Duff.
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 You know, the chick that was on MTV with the plastic surgery and she got cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Remember she was in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
She was in this movie that, like, took place in, like, futuristic Los Angeles where, like, they were going through and these people were kidnapping, like, young, attractive people.
Mm-hmm.
And then erasing their minds so they could download their minds into these new people's young bodies.
Interesting. By the way, I love it. Virtual One, it was Lex Luthor. I knew it. And Otisburg.
Otisburg?
Otisburg.
Otisburg?
So there you go. Lex Luthor killed Superman. Film at 11.
And apparently Lex Luthor is also ahead of the, should I say, the drug cartels?
Ooh, you're going to actually give it a name like that.
Yes, I am.
Holy cow.
I just, like I say, dude, every time I look at shit like that, nobody ever wants to have cheap-ass treatment that's affordable.
That's true. I mean, I will agree with that. I mean, even my little problem, my medication costs a little bit.
I'm surprised that, in all honesty, right there, nobody makes THC pills.
Yeah, Mexican. I don't know. I know that, well, hell, up in the land of the hired goon, you know, that they have the medicinal marijuana, that's passed.
We have that in one state here in America, Hawaii.
Yeah. The hardest state to get anybody to stop it.
Yeah, I know.
Think about that one.
Hawaii, though. Wow, that's a state right now that's really gotten raped by everybody.
I'm sorry?
That's a rape state right there, dude. Aside from the, you know, the influx of non-native plants and animals which are destroying their environment right there. Walmart just opened up a new super center in Hawaii.
Ah, this is your Walmart rant you were kind of bitching about a moment ago.
On top of an ancient graveyard.
Well, why don't we go ahead and why don't we just start talking about that then? By the way, I think we've wrapped up the little conversation here about when is it time to pull the plug? Think about that, though.
There's no set rule.
I mean, when's
the time to take away the driver's license?
Oh, hell. And that's an even more plausible argument that people really get into because they're all active. Anyway, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only available at spankwagon.net on the internet. And yes, folks, you can download the internet now.
God, you got Red Bull and Pepsi? What the hell are you doing to yourself?
Alleviating a headache with as much caffeine as I could. They didn't have double shot Starbucks.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, I know. And I'd have bought a second Red Bull, but, dude, I ain't paying too much.
Higher Goon says there are THC pills. It's only good for up to 30 grams, though. Oh, it's only fine for, 30 grams. Interesting. We need to talk more to our Canadian brethren.
Yes, we will, actually, because like I say,
get some more information before we spout off at the fucking mouth. So anyhow, Walmart in Hawaii, in an ancient burial ground, are people throwing through the walls? I mean, is like closet and like the bedroom sections have a monster trying to suck people into the wall?
Who knows? Don't touch your TVs in the electronic department.
Yeah. They're here.
Dude, yeah, it was like a huge controversy. Everybody fought for this and fought for this and fought
for
this.
Fought for it or for against it?
Fought against it.
Okay. Okay.
Fought for this is in the cause of don't build it.
Ah.
And they built it on top of an old fucking cemetery.
Nice.
Not even cemetery. Like,
well, how could they dig down for a foundation?
I don't know, dude.
And did they dig out the cemetery?
Well, they must have. The question is, what do you do with dead bodies? Like
Rebury them and have like a faux nice ceremony so that way you look good in the newspapers. I'm serious. That's what you do because like places that do that shit, what they'll do is they'll dig up the bodies and then they'll have a really nice another ceremony and put them all back to rest and give them all last rites, probably Christian last rites, which they probably weren't even near Christian. Christianity probably wasn't even a proper thing at that time. So that's swell. Remember this when you shop at Walmart, you're shopping at the land of the dead people.
Apparently now you are. Yeah.
Halloween takes on a whole new meaning.
What are we going to do with the dead bodies? Well, there's the issue of door greeters.
versus, well, on an island, probably everywhere is an ancient graveyard.
Yeah.
I think Vert's logic is 100% on that one.
Yeah, but then again, Hawaii is a little bit bigger than Catalina.
True.
I mean,
but it's all
small.
Volcanic. You can't dig that deep down in volcanic ash. So that means there's probably very few areas where you can dig down and actually bury people without it being really bad.
Nah, I'd say that for New Orleans.
New Orleans has to worry about becoming a giant cereal bowl.
Everybody in New Orleans is buried above ground in crypts because they can't dig down.
Can't dig down because they're already down below the water level. Mm-hmm. They are below the water table. It rains in New Orleans. You are so fucked, man. And then the hurricanes missed him barely. Anywho, what else has been going on?
Evil Walmart. Even having to fight evil Walmart in Las Vegas.
Oh?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
I forget. It's in the news section.
It's in the news! Well, Google News, Walmart, Vegas, fight.
Yeah, nobody wants Walmart around, dude.
But yet everybody shops there.
Yeah.
It's a conundrum, really. I mean, everybody's like, I don't like Walmart. Oh,
it's a thought. It's a thought.
What do you mean?
It's a conundrum, a thought.
Yes, it's a... Oh, sorry. Did you finally get a dictionary?
No, I'm just using shit against you. I hadn't used against me for a long time.
Nice. But no, I mean, it is one hell of a, it would almost be irony. We don't want more here. Oh, look, a special deal.
I think hypocrisy is a better word.
Hypocrisy? Okay. You know, Walmart has the blue light special.
That's Kmart.
Oh, yeah.
Bring back Kmart, dude.
What, Martha Stewart lines? Everything is going to be stripes for the next 5 years. Martha Stewart presents her new line.
Yeah, but you
don't rape me, beige.
Nothing's priced in like dollars. It's all like cigarettes.
Honey, this is two packs of Marlboro and five Camels, singles.
This fall, I have my new I'm Worth Two Cartons of Cool line. You'll enjoy it as much as I do.
Wow. What do you mean, GPC? You're not even worth a piece of generic rolled hand cigarettes.
I wonder if anybody will insert a spoon into Martha.
That's not an image I ever want to deal with ever again.
Watch Oz, man. I just wonder about stuff like that. What is prison like
for Martha? You actually wonder if Martha Stewart has been jail raped?
Yeah, I am. I'm wondering that.
Are you concerned or you want video?
I don't know, man. It's just one of those. It's one of those questions I wonder to myself. You know, would Martha Stewart engage in some sort of like lesbian initiation activity while she's in Camp Cupcake?
Wait. You and Bert both at the same time decided to throw that up. He did it in the chat at the same time you did over the air. And fuck the delay. We got it first. Camp Cupcake?
Camp Cupcake. That's Camp what it's called.
What the fuck prison is called Camp Cupcake?
I don't know, dude.
What in the... No, no. That, I okay, what is that? An Indie-Bake prison?
I would have to research the name, though. To me, it doesn't really... People are like Camp Cupcake, and that makes you think it sounds like it's like an easy-going prison. I don't think that. I think reform school girls, you know, like the teenage years, you know? Somebody got
your dire and desperate hope and wish, you know, it's reform school girls, and it's Martha Stewart. And
to be the warden, yeah. Be like some bastard Russ Meyers film.
Oh, that's never good. That's never good at all.
You don't wonder that if Martha Stewart's going to have to go through that, you know, get initiated?
No,
Swastika tattooed on her ass.
I could care a fucking lot less. I mean, personally.
I didn't ask you if you cared. I was just asking
I've never wondered. How does a person wonder if Martha Stewart, you know, is going to get some sort of lesbian tribal initiation tattoo?
Step into my mind.
Dude, that may not be a good idea. That may not be a good idea at all.
Martha Stewart wouldn't
want to do that.
I'm sorry, I'm just daydreaming about Martha Stewart fantasy.
The shit that I worry about, you know, isn't Martha Stewart or your fucking Martha Stewart fantasies. No, no, no. What I would like to know...
I'm hiding what, 3 grams in my birth canal. Anyhow, you're wondering...
I was just going to say, you know, things that I wonder about are like, you know, what the fuck is going on with gas prices again?
Oh,
why are we, you know, why are we now paying an all-time high in Vegas of $260 now for the premium?
Because we are owned.
$230 for the cheap shit, you know? I'm amazed. You know, that's the shit I wonder about.
Like, I have a cousin in L.A. that pays $273.
Jeez, and that's cheap or expensive shit?
That's the cheap stuff.
Oh, damn! What are gas?
Can I make it even worse for you?
What's that?
She drives an Expedition.
Oh!
Poor her.
$100 later, they're finally filling up the tank.
Poor her. Stuck in traffic, idling. With two AC systems
and, you know,
and a DVD player going. Just sucking the horsepower off the alternator.
Two ACs, a DVD. That's nice. See, that's
gluttony. That sucks.
You know, is this like the return of the 70s where people have to fucking... You know, all of a sudden, all the little cars come into back in vogue because of the gluttony. I mean, you look at it, the cars in the 60s were big, but they kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then finally, by about the late 70s, I mean, these things were fucking huge. And they were inefficient. They were inefficient as fuck.
Yeah, but America loves gluttony with cars.
I mean, I agree. If
we can't have a huge fucking monster car, we will find ways to make a compact car gluttonous.
Right.
Okay, that's why Hyundai Accents come with power windows. That's the thing, dude.
That makes sense. You know, the smallest car on the fucking planet. But,
things such as, you know, power steering on a Hyundai, a quote-unquote... Chromometer. Glad to hear that fucking word from you again.
You love that word. Shut up. No, you know what? The thing is, you know, those cars got just huge boats. Hell, I drove one. I had my 78 Chrysler Cordoba.
Yeah, but they ride nice.
They ride great. But here's the thing. My Chrysler had a 360 engine that only put out maybe about 190 horse. Think about that. We now have 4 cylinders that can put out... You know, 200 easy, 230, 240 more.
Well, I wouldn't say easy. You got to do
like the SRT4 and shit like that. You know, 240 horse.
Yeah. See, well, you're
but that's a and that's a 4-cylinder.
But hold on, let's hold on for a second right there because you bring up a good point. People are always asking that kind of question. Why is it? You know, what the hell happened to motors where we were in a fucking muscle car era of the 60s, early 70s, and then between the early to mid 70s up until like the early 90s, we had cars that had like no fucking power, even when Detroit rebuilt them properly. Thing about it is emissions controls have come a long, long way in allowing us to get the most power out of it by reducing the pollutants.
Okay, fair enough. But you know,
your car was capable of a hell of a lot more, but it had to be detuned.
Okay, fair enough. But my thing is the simple fact that right now we're coming back into an era of these huge fucking vehicles, these monster expeditions and Tahoes and Durangos.
I can explain to you exactly why.
Where are we going from here? Because gas is now, what, $52 a barrel? You know, and that's the market trade. And then gas trickling down here, $54 a barrel?
I believe I heard 54.
Jesus. You know, and that is just totally blows me out of the water because I'm filling up my four-banger truck, which gets shit horsepower. Go figure. You know, and I'm filling up for $15, $16, $17, $20. I'm like, God, I thought this used to be a $12 a week car, you know?
Oh, I know.
It's ridiculous. And when I have to pay $2.30 for the cheap shit, and not even quality gas, the cheap shit.
Yeah.
We're talking you could put in, like, you know, a couple more detergents just to suck even more water out. Cheap shit. Anyhow. I guess that's my little vent because I'm sick and tired of the gas prices.
Well,
and what I'm sick about is no one is saying anything.
Well, in all honesty, first, you got to get a fucking president that is not in the pockets of corporations in
fair
the
enough.
Office. That's when somebody will say shit. That's when it gets corrected, number one. Number two, as far as the gluttonous vehicles, I really don't think it's the gluttonous vehicles that are causing that thing. I think they're a convenient excuse to say, hey, these vehicles are consuming more than the things can pump out. The problem with it is right now, the reason gas price is so high right now as compared to before, is because we're not refining it in America.
Yeah, that is true.
If we refine it ourselves, yeah, we can slash like 50 cents a gallon off. But the problem is, you know, we're having them refine it over in, like, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, they're pumping and refining and then shipping us over the pure gasoline.
Right. So we're not doing all the work ourselves where we can do it at a cheaper price. Also because of regulations and such as those in California that we keep placing onto refineries and shit like that.
Okay.
So not that I'm on the refinery side because they do pollute quite a bit.
But
at the same time, too, when everybody starts taking shit out of order and stuff. Now, the thing about it is, though, in my opinion, God, if you want to know the honest truth right there, speaking as someone, not only just being simply American, but growing up around people that love fucking huge cars and stuff like that, I don't think that the price of gasoline is going to deter people to go buy small cars like it did in the 70s.
Well, why not? I mean, what is it going to take to, first off, get gas back down to where at least I'm comfortable? I'm comfortable fully, without a hesitation, $1.50.
Okay.
I'm totally giddy with $1.50.
Because you're used to it now. 2 years ago, if I told you gasoline was going to be $1.50 right there,
I'd probably have a shit fit.
Right.
But, you know, $1.50 in my
They're
mind.
Having to condition you.
Yeah, and that's just what I'm thinking is going on. If you notice, gas prices go up. No one's bitching about it anymore. No one cares anymore.
Well,
people are accepting it. And you know what? Our minimum wage isn't going up. You know, our expenses are going up. You know, minimum wage is staying pretty much the, you know, cost of living is getting more and more and more ridiculous. I mean, let's look at shit out here. Like, here in Las Vegas, Nevada, the housing boom. The housing boom has fucked us.
Oh, yeah.
You can't even buy a house right now.
I won't.
Until the housing boom starts getting down.
Until the market collapses out here because everybody that bought a house during the boom outpriced it so nobody could buy it from them, have high-ass rentals prices so nobody's living in them right there. But in order to get these houses, they all had to sign variable loans. I need the fucking Fed to raise the loans up, the interest rate a little bit, force these homes into foreclosure, then you start getting them cheap.
Yeah. But the chat room's like, get everybody into politics. No, no, no. God, there's too many shows on this network right now as it is. It covers politics and politics.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Hell, this network's message boards and forums all been taken over by politics.
But I'm going to tell you something right now, in all honesty. And like I say, I'm not doing this as an anti-American slam or anything like that. Just saying this as an American who knows how other Americans act. You raise the price of gasoline on America, the thought of this is not going to be, dude, they're fucking us over. That's the initial thought. You raise gas prices like that, you know what the attitude's going to be?
Mm.
I'll show you. I'll buy it.
Yeah, I can see that, but, you know, it's going to get to a point where gas is going to be, you know, first we used to have the digital divide. You know, the have and have nots of technology. Well, now we're going to have the petroleum divide.
It's quite possible. I mean, you know, aside from cars, the number one use for petroleum is for chemical fertilizer. In my opinion right there, I think what we really, really ought to do, if we were going to do this, you'd probably have to wait like another Wow. It'd probably take like about 6 to 10 years to actually get us ourselves on track. The way to solve our energy crisis in America, number one, close down the coal-fired plants.
But now they're getting coal-fired plants that can work cleaner and cleaner and cleaner.
I don't think so. Let me explain why.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yum!
Yeah, I know. Oh, God, it tastes like Red Bull and Pepsi.
Uh-huh.
I can taste it. Yeah. Anyhow, close down the coal-fired plants. I don't give a shit if they have emissions controls or not. Coal is too valuable to just simply burn. Take coal oil, manufacture coal oil, refine that for fucking diesel, number one.
Okay, all right.
Take that. Number two, after we now need power plants, go nuclear.
Okay.
To control the nuclear waste right there, breeder reactors.
All right, the ones that regenerate themselves.
Exactly.
Got it.
We do that right there, we'll be a hell of a lot better. And even if we didn't want to implement something like that to go across so many fields right there, biodiesel.
And that's an idea. So, you know, there's solutions out there, just people aren't doing it.
No, people are not doing it. And the reason
is this another case of the treating the symptoms is better than finding the cure?
Unfortunately, it is, yeah, because, I mean, the thing is, and I really can't blame the corporations for this entirely, but it is their mentality and the way they think about this kind of stuff. You look at the way corporations do their stuff right there. I mean, it's like, who the hell was that? It was like AT&T or somebody, you know, about like going to V90 for 56K modems.
Right.
They were like, oh, no, we can't do that because, you know, we've already upgraded to like V32. We can't put extra money in for this or that. Even though they could have like regenerated or whatnot, you know, it was an attitude and mentality of, okay, guys, let's do this. Let's simply go ahead, you know, keep everything cost efficient since we just invested this much money into our systems. Let's go ahead and let's go and look into how we can expand upon that. That's really the way like DSL is born.
Okay.
They put so much money into the infrastructure of landlines, even though they're not the best idea with wireless now. They want to go ahead and they want to keep that profitability factor going from their purchase. And that's why, I don't think it's a conspiracy of old men that want to keep everything on a chokehold. I think it's just corporations saying, Jesus, switching over would be nice, but you know, we have a bottom line. We also have to look.
Right, and you got to understand the bottom line.
No. My opinion right there, biodiesel, not just the shit from Greece. But I brought this up on the show before. Agricultural waste would become like fucking gold. Instead of having to use that as hazardous disposal, you take aggie waste, and they refine it in these fucking... they have these. It's called a digestive reactor.
Okay.
They can take turkey feathers, bones, and brains, and other shit like that. They can put it into a reactor. These people can make crude oil like we get from the ground.
Interesting.
And
very
then
interesting.
We can send that off to our refineries and use existing equipment to refine out petroleum products.
Oh, very interesting. All right, we're going to go ahead. Let me interrupt this and kind of switch gears just a tad. You are listening to...
Spankwagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net.
And I do have to say this right now. We actually, last week, we have been picked up by yet another syndicate.
That's right.
Spankwagon Radio now comes to you if you have a computer internet connection and, you know, all that good stuff. Comes to you from radio306.com. Where are they located?
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Saskatoon.
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 That's a fun name. Saskatoon!
You know what? Actually, I got to say something, dude. I started like looking up Saskatoon.
Saskatoon.
And I was like...
It's like a Bugs Bunny thing, you know? Walla walla. Washington?
The lights and stuff are flickering.
That's never a good sign.
Oh,
but
wow.
Only the overhead light and none of the other lights or computers flickered. There's a light switch out somewhere here.
There is. Anyhow, yeah, I was like looking at Saskatoon, Canada.
Right.
Wow, they have rivers and trees.
You're amazed that some place has rivers and trees?
Okay, dude, I grew up in Los Angeles, came to Las Vegas. I see shrubs and concrete canals for flood control.
Good point.
Until I went to Virginia, I take that back. Only once did I ever see a natural river, and that was the Truckee up in Reno.
Okay, but Saskatoon has rivers, and you're like, ooh, Saskatoon has a river. Do you even know the name of the river?
No.
You just know it has a river. Anyway, so we want to say thank you for having the testicles to pick up Spankwagon Radio.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much. And, we will bring you the best in internet radio.
Or at least the best that he can do. I won't take any responsible for his job.
Let's go ahead. Let's do a little tribute to Canada.
Tribute to Canada right now?
Sure. What would we do with the music break?
I mean, I was just going to say, I know that last week we had a call-in that we needed to complete. I believe there's someone who's doing a food taste test for us, so they need to call in.
Yes.
Maybe they can do so while you play this tribute.
Of course.
We'll be right back. This isn't like a true break.
Yes.
So you picked a Christmas carol to say welcome to Canadian, our Canadian.
That's the only thing I had.
That's the only thing you had Canadian. It was a goddamn Christmas carol. Hey, oh, yeah, that's great. Radio306.com is going to be like, what the fuck did we just do? Everyone in Saskatoon. That's the only way I'm going to say that word from now on.
I know, dude.
That's the only way I could say
it. You can't say Saskatoon. You have to announce it.
Saskatoon!
There we go.
So, you know, I mean, that's the only way the folks up there, wherever other country
it's
they're...
It's a catchy name, isn't it?
Saskatoon! Yeah, it is, actually.
We should do a remote show. Let's go to Canada.
I don't want to go to Canada.
Coming to you live from...
The woods.
The woods.
No.
Coming to you live from the woods. Like, you know, hey guys, guess what? It's the Deliverance episode.
No. Spankwagon Radio coming to you live from
Saskatoon.
See, that's the only way you can say that shit. That's great. I love it.
I mean, how could you do? Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, it'd be like in a world. Aliens land. They come to take over the planet based from Saskatoon. I'm not making fun of the city.
Oh, Diggs has to join in the chat room just to say could have played some 3 Days Grace or something. Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Where were you last week?
I am so fucking sorry, dude. How about next week I make it up to everybody and just fucking blast some Anne Murray?
You could have done Celine Dion.
Okay, I got some of
that. Too bad that's with our special guest, a moose.
A moose.
Right on, Chazad.
All right, yeah. Okay, I can go ahead. I can fill that request.
All right.
Ha 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 ha.
You're an asshole.
Hey, I gotta do. I have to listen to my people, my constituents, the listeners. They want Celine Dion? Celine Dion? Here you go.
I don't want Celine Dion. What are you doing? You're not gonna let me win this one, are you?
We're gonna have to do our tribute, man. Since they don't like Bob and Doug McKenzie.
The chat room is dying. Smoothie can't even spell
not
stop.
Storp.
Storp. Storp.
Hold on. Not yet. Not yet. Feel the essence, which is Canada.
This is Canadian in the woods. I wonder if she's ever been to Saskatoon.
I am Celine Dion, no? From Saskatoon, no?
Okay, kill it. We're done. We're done.
I was going to get to the bridge, dude, where she, like, screams. All right, so.
So
welcome. Thank you for welcoming us into your homes in Canada. Radio306.com.
Yes. Got to remember the .com.
Yes, of course. In Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Ontario. Or not Ontario. Fuck. I just pissed off people with that comment probably more than anything else. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan is where they're based out of. Seems to be actually a really cultural place that's happening with a lot of music.
Really?
Yeah. There is actually, ironically enough, only one thing I could figure out. If I were going to make fun of Saskatoon, there's only one thing I can
say. Saskatoon!
They have something called like the Thrift Lounge or the Thrift Lodge.
Oh, the Thrift Lodge.
The Thrift Lodge, yes.
Hey.
It's like a travel lodge, but for Canada. And I was reading this, the list of amenities for this little hotel. It was like, you know, refurbished rooms, you know, television with remote control. And the last two things just got me.
Okay.
Next door to McDonald's.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
And a free toast bar.
Okay, this is something I know a hired goon can help us out. He's Canadian. I'm sure they all know what a toast bar is.
What the
fuck is a toast bar? You were right. We were talking about this earlier in the week, right after we got picked up, and we're like,
toast bar?
What the fuck is this? So if someone could please enlighten us. By the way, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at
spankwagon.net.
We have no budget for sound effects. We have Claude on caffeine.
That's right.
How's your headache?
My headache will go on. I'm just trying to work through it.
Apparently, you're also trying to work through something else. Damn it!
All right, I can't do that to you guys, sorry.
God, no more. Yeah, all someone already in the chat room said they were immune to shitty music.
That's pretty good.
Chazette asking, free toast bar?
Dude.
We're not the only ones who can't figure out what the fuck is a toast bar.
I have a picture of it. It looks like the employee break room. I'm like, I don't know if that's like the equivalent of a continental breakfast or what.
See, now that's what I would assume would be like continental breakfast, you know, but they just called it a toast bar. Who the fuck goes to a toast bar? Hey, would you like your rye or wheat? Oh, yeah. What the hell?
I saw you sitting
Everyone's Googling right now. Google's going to get overloaded looking for people trying to go for toast bar. Google's number one hit is going to be fucking toast bar.
Not Kobe Accuser.
No, because we all know she's out in public now, but no, toast bar.
Is she?
Apparently. By the way, Dig says, sounds like a toast isn't. Make a toast with a drink. Oh, come on. At a hotel? At a thrift?
Thrift Lodge.
Thrift Lodge. What are you toasting with little mini airport bottles that you stole?
Tink. To a bunch of people toast with those, dude. It'll sound like clicker liquor pops.
Yeah, speaking of which, we're going to have fun after the break. Why don't we go ahead and cut to our break right now?
Yeah, we can do that.
We can come back and we'll do our normal thing. Let's play the prerequisite ads before we get to your little torture.
Yes, let's play the prerequisite.
Fuck them. Torture them.
All right, we're going to throw you guys back some nice freestyle old school. Thank you.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Spankwagon?
Have to be funnier.
We got
to
tell a joke.
You want me to tell a joke?
Yeah, tell us a good joke. Come on. I want one right now. Come on.
I don't know. Actually, on the spot. Let's see. Two Jews. Okay. Okay. Two homeless guys walking down the street.
Okay.
Come across a dead cat.
Okay.
One guy says, "Hey, you hungry?" Guy goes, "No, I'm not going to eat that." He goes, "Okay, eats dead cat."
Yeah.
So they walk another mile. The one homeless guy vomits the cat back up. The other guy starts digging in and goes, "Hey, that's how I like my food, warm."
Not Spankwagon.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing.
Shut the fuck up!
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Word, man. Oh, gee.
Word to the mother.
Where do you find this stuff? Wow, that's tasty. Ladies and gentlemen, you are heading into the second hour of...
Spankwagon Radio.
With your hosts.
Trencher, to my left. Claude Balls, and myself.
That just sounded wrong.
Claude
Balls, yeah. You're trying to do the Joker to the left of me.
And it just didn't work out because there's nobody to the right.
There's no stuck in the middle with you. I wouldn't want to go that far.
Immediately the scene from Reservoir Dogs pops into my head.
Ew. All right, I think everybody knows that, hey, it's after that break. That means we acknowledge everyone in the chat room by giving you...
Mad Props.
But since we're heading up into the holiday weekend, we're going to do it a little differently starting this week. As a matter of fact, let's get the right camera on us. This week, we're not giving out mad props.
We're going to give out spooky props. You want me to change the background for that?
Do you have something spooky?
I have something very spooky.
Let's see what you got. Because what we're going to do is we're replacing our normal clicker lickers with spooky clicker lickers. Well, you got the music yet?
Yeah, let's try this.
Nice. What's this from?
You know what it is, and you'll fucking, like, hate it as soon as you see it.
I just realized.
Yeah.
Okay, pick one.
Okay. I'll take that one because you were.
I really like
there.
This one.
I
like this one. It green.
Let's go ahead. Let's focus the camera in to show everybody. What
we can't focus any camera. We don't have a camera to focus right now. I didn't set it up. We got
that
one.
I can't see you're shaking. All right, hold on. Let me walk up to the cameras and show.
What we're going to be doing here is spooky props. Yes, this is where every week we acknowledge your existence with those evil clicker licker pops. Now what you got to do, and we'll give you a few more moments to get your ass in the chat room, irc.sextracker.com, I think, or chatnet.sextracker.com. The room is LV Rocks. Or just click on the cam and chat link. Get your butts there. Come on back, Claude. He's like, oh, everybody's like, this is more mellow than spooky. Good. It's not candy crap. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, first up to give mad props, since he took ops in the room, he kind of wins by default for being the first. Let's give it up to the man who allows me to throw a switch and do this, or this, or this, or this, or this. Let's give it up to Diggs.
Cradle of filth. Chock full of mad props.
Yeah, it sound different. Let's also give it up to the man, the Canadian. Let's give it up to a hired goon. Mad props.
Anguish everywhere. The only relief is death. Mad props.
This person is big. They're hairy, but they're the only one. Big hairy one. Mad props.
Mad props to those who stand out and no one likes. Mad props.
Hey, mad props to the man who was supposed to give us a call and tell us what the peanut butter Nutella experience is like. Let's give it up to Chizard.
Loyalty counts for nothing. No one is your friend in this world of pain. Mad props.
I can't keep going. I'm almost going to kill myself. Hey, he's pwned. He's what the fuck. He's a Kari. Mad props. Well, so much for that mellowness.
Yeah, I know. God, I mean, that killed that, yeah. Agony and hell. Mad props.
You thought this one through. Hey, is that G? Jai? Yai? Yi?
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 Yi? Let's give mad props to Yi.
Mad props. How can we go on?
With this music rather easily. Hey, let's give mad props to the man who's the...
You want something really depressing? I'll play that. Don't fuck with me.
No needle in the hay, no. Hey, let's give it up to someone who's very depressing, or at least old school. Let's give it up to Smoothie.
Old school. Tradition counts for nothing. Destroy everything in the name of progress.
We only have a few minutes. Go on. Let's give it up to the man who runs ArsAnime.com. Let's give it up to Toe.
doppelgangers, websites, anime, Way of the Future, No Human Contact, Mad Props.
You just sucked the fun out of anime. That's impressive, actually. Let's give it up to the man who runs VFTP.net. Good friend. And always a good pundit in the chat room, Virtual One.
Archaic website with no updates. How can we go on when there's nothing new or fun to report? In the game of cat and mouse, you are simply a nothing in the field. No one cares.
Oh, fucking Mad Props. And finally, we don't know who they are, but they are brave enough to join our chat room. First time for everything, I think. Let's give it up to Wildfire. Mad Props.
I can't do anything like that, because every time I read that name, I just thought of Bubble Boy. Wildfire!
Just give the props.
Mad Props. Besides, like I said,
well, that was fun.
I get some really.
Where the hell did that come from? You're like, yeah, it's mellow, and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool, man. That's mellow. This is great. And all of a sudden, da 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 da. I'm like, wait, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Way to keep that mixed up, Claude.
Okay, fine. You know what? Let's get you guys some spooky music.
Well, no, we got to do this now.
All right. Actually, you know, we can go ahead and do that. Let's talk about the pain.
The pain? What pain? Uh-oh, what's he doing?
Next time we'll do this for Mad Props. Does that make you people happy? Now, reflect on the Mad Props you just got. Okay, now are you guys happy? Did you get your fucking
spookiness enough, you know? How you doing? Are these Mad Props redeemable for any prize? They are the prize!
God damn, dude.
Damn, people want more and more and more! Hell, okay, let's cue it up, because it's now time for the other very regular segment. And have you noticed since we've been back doing the show regularly, people have been dying on a regular basis?
Isn't it great?
Isn't it? I mean, it is.
For us, you know.
Keeps us busy. It's time, everybody, for... You guessed it. It is now time...
for Dead Celebrity of the Week!
This week's Dead Celebrity, Claude Balzigo. No. Superman actor Christopher Reeve, paralyzed when he fell from a horse 9 years ago, died in a New York hospital of heart failure. Reeve, 52, went into a coma on Saturday when he suffered a heart attack during treatment for an infective pressure wound and died in the hospital Sunday afternoon, never regaining consciousness. Reeve's wife, Dana, issued a statement thanking the millions and millions of fans around the world who have supported and loved her husband over the years. Reeve, confined to a wheelchair since his riding accident in 1995,
wow,
had in recent years campaigned for the rights of the disabled and stepped up research for the treatment of spinal cord injuries. Christopher Reeve, 52, Superman, has left the building.
He's dead. And I think it's murder, still.
You still think he's murdered. By the way, the chat was going on about the prize, the whole prize thing. You know, we take 6 months. Yes, we used to. Actually, I still have one for Reverend Amory. He's still going to get out. But that is going to change here, and I will guarantee that will change here in a couple weeks when we introduce a very, very ingeniously cool new segment. But that is actually coming in about two to three more weeks before we get
fame,
that worked out.
Fortune, prizes,
it'll be
gifts,
definitely worth it. And hey,
sexual bondage.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go that far.
Hey, I needed to like throw out something to catch their attention.
Fair enough. So we got mad props out of the way. We got dead celebrities out of the way. Funny thing, though, I actually found that Chris Reeve died on the news. I posted it onto, I think it was the LV Rocks board.
Yes.
Someone actually came back with a comment, wow, I get my news here quicker than I get it anywhere else. So,
And I had to censor my post when I did a follow-up to that because I first typed in, and right before I was about to click send, said, wow, thank you, God. Dead Celebrity of the Week is now covered.
Yeah, that would have definitely made you unpopular.
Yeah. Let's see. Virtual One says, what do you name a dog with no legs? From what I've seen from Homestar Runner, Lil Brudder.
Ba-dum-bum. All right, folks.
I can do it on my own.
All right. Hey, we're still waiting for Chazad to give us a call. He was like, are you sure it's working this week?
1-866-LB-ROCKS. Local 383-8120. Dude, I almost had that perfect. What was that for?
I don't know. That came over the headphones a little funky-like.
It was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool, yeah. It was funky. It was funky. Anywho.
Call now, you lazy bastard.
I thought you were pointing like someone was calling. Anywho, where do we go from here?
I have a song called Where Do We Go From Here.
Hey, I got Time Killer. You ready for this shit? This is something fun. Every single one of you, every one of you I know can relate to this.
Fucking scream in my ear, dude.
You
Jesus.
Know it. I know every single one of you are going to like this one. Check this out. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University, they're trying to get caffeine withdrawal syndrome into the books as a mental disorder.
Mental disorder? How can it be a mental disorder when in my opinion, it's more like a substance abuse.
Well, that's what they're kind of also saying. They're saying that experts say adding the disorder and its many symptoms to the list will help doctors diagnose syndrome. In other words, if, you know, they can say, oh, okay, have you been, you know, quit doing caffeine? Ugh. Yes. Oh, this explains why you're moody, depressed, tired, have a headache.
Yeah.
You know, irritability.
I get caffeine withdrawal.
Everyone does.
Headaches.
I mean, everyone knows caffeine is obviously, without a shadow of a doubt, a fucking drug.
Aha! Akari says that was a great sound effect. He likes my human beatbox. Hey, speaking of beatbox, did I talk about this on last week's show, or did I only talk to you about this off the air?
You mean what?
I tried watching Crush Groove.
Oh, yeah, you did try. I think that was off the air we got.
God, I couldn't stand it, dude.
Really?
It's horrible, man. The human beatbox.
Hold on. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Live. You are calling in.
Up? How's it going?
This is not bad.
And this cool. is?
Chazad.
It's Chazad! Chazad!
Yes, it's finally working.
Yeah, I finally found a switch to hit. Diggs will be so proud of me now.
Yay.
Aren't you, boss? All right. Hey, real quick. How was the sandwich?
The Nutella.
Okay, what was it?
It was peanut butter and Nutella on wheat bread.
Wheat?
Yes.
Okay, but what did it taste like? I mean, Nutella we know is like a hazelnut and cocoa mix.
Right.
It was...
You don't even know... You put this in your mouth and you don't even know what you... You're like, did it taste smooth? Did it taste crunchy? You don't even know, do you? What do you put in your mouth otherwise?
God, you just fucking killed our caller.
I think I did. Hello?
Caller, are you there?
Wow, I did kill the caller.
You totally suck, man.
Wow.
You interview horribly, dude. It's like I'm sitting next to fucking Craig Kilborn.
Maybe. Oh, no, I hear someone on the phone. The phone hasn't hung up yet.
Caller, are you there?
Chazad.
Say something, there's a free prize in it.
Give you a clicker liquor pop.
Double helping of mad props. Dude.
well, we know we're working.
The phone works and you fucking...
We know we're working. I think I'm just scared away to that.
God, what? You fucking suck.
I do. I do. Click. And we'll find out what's going on, but he says he had the sandwich... Didn't know what it tasted. He knew what it tasted like. It was damn yummy. So that was part of last week. I guess we couldn't go anywhere from here. This is kind of a dead bit.
It was yummy.
It was yummy.
Jesus Christ.
You know what he probably... Trencher Kevorkian. I kill threads. I can kill message board threads. I know I can kill people on the phone. Anyone can call me and I can just make them want to hang up. This isn't a good thing for me, actually.
Hi, how are you doing? Caller, you're on Short Attention Span Radio. What are we talking about?
Huh? What?
Damn. As we were saying, totally killed the caller, dude.
I think I did. Either his phone died. I mean, I'll go with that first. I won't blame myself. Trencher broke my brain. Well, how about this? He calls back and talks just to you.
All right.
He calls back and just talks to you. But before he gets called back...
1-866-LB-ROCKS. Local Las Vegas, 383-8120.
Okay. Now, they're trying to say that they want to call...
Hey, there's a dude named Pork Sword that just joined.
That's pretty funny. They want to say that, you know, the caffeine withdrawal, mental disorders and shit like that.
Yeah.
Because it makes you cranky and irritable and gives you headaches. Oh, this is great. Oh, that's wonderful. A manufacturer, not even a drug. You can't have a disorder about something that's not even a drug. If you want to have disorders because of, you know, drugs, legitimate over-the-counter or prescription drugs, yeah, that's great.
I think they're trying to tie it in by saying eating disorder.
Okay, so you want
to... If I were to guess.
So caffeine withdrawal is an eating disorder?
Yeah, because the psychological factor of you having to crack open Pepsi and stuff.
All right, I can understand that, but I mean...
That's my guess. Me, personally, I still stand by my belief that it is complete and utter bullshit.
What can I say?
Disorder, no, dude. Somebody's just trying to fucking go ahead and have something where they can, like, create a new treatment.
Yeah, fair enough. I can agree with that.
That's my opinion.
All right, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon.
We kill Chazad's brain.
Agony of hell.
So,
tortures of
I'm sorry, Chazad. I really am. I mean, I was...
You totally suck, dude.
Well, you started onto it, too, so don't put all the blame on me. Don't put the blame on my Catholic guilt, okay? Just because you don't care enough of your own guilt.
Would Jesus interview people like that, Mark?
Jesus is dead, and he was way before this technology. I seriously doubt Jesus had a telephone.
Reminds me of a song called Would Jesus Wear a Rolex on His Television Show?
It's Ray Stevens. Ray Stevens, I was just going to say.
Let's see. If it's listed in the official disorders book, they get federal funding for treating it. Hey!
So does that mean someone can go, you know, like into a caffeine rehab?
How do you treat that? I mean, come on. Methadone.
And that's the only reason why they want this. That's interesting, because, I mean, I'm looking at that going, hmm. But if that's... How do you federally fund? I mean, who funds that? Pepsi?
You know what?
Coca-Cola funds your recovery.
Maybe they would have to do something like that, you know, like casinos do for anti-gambling disorder things.
Fair enough.
The list of possibilities is completely...
fair enough.
Completely endless, almost. But you know what? After reading what Akari said right... Or no, who's... Actually, Jesus. Big Harry One said. You know what? I think that he just cleared up a lot with that right there. Because to me, yeah, I got to the root of it. It's a snow job to extort money from taxpayers.
There you go. So anytime...
Caffeine,
like, addiction or caffeine recovery.
Hold on, let me get
the... The withdrawals of caffeine. So symptoms of caffeine withdrawal, which include headache, fatigue, depressed mood, irritability. I mean, pretty much everyone I fucking work with.
Irritable bowel.
No, that's something way entirely separate. Trust me on that.
Well, every time anybody says irritable, I automatically think throwing the word bowel.
You just like that word.
It's funny, isn't it? Irritable bowel.
Yeah, I think
bowel.
We broke one of them.
No, I didn't.
So anyhow, where are we going from here? Hey, did I say that a little bit ago?
Actually, yeah, you did. You suck. Anyhow, very interesting week.
Actually, I know we were talking about this off-air, and I know that you have a lot of opinions on this, but season's ramping up here in Las Vegas, and also, like, here in a couple weeks, I'm actually going to have a friend fly in, and we're going to hang out for a while. TSA, or, you know, the flight security people, the people who actually, like, frisk you, and as everybody who's a fan of the show knows that in the past, Claude Balls has been severely frisked. Where are you going?
I get molested.
Please don't do that. He's going to JesusRocks.com.
Yes,
had to go to a site that is a fake fucking site.
And it is actually somebody already has it.
No, they have it, yes,
yeah.
But it's not like it's
hey,
a...
Hey, Christian singles, dude.
Jesus.
Find your perfect mate that shares your guilt. Anyhow, I had to see...
No, that's Catholic singles, but... Anyhow, the TSA, the people who run that now, have pissed off a lady. I don't remember what city it was.
This is Denver. This actually happened up in Denver. In my opinion, this is complete and utter bullshit. What happened was... This woman, who with her 3-month son, Had to go through a security checkpoint. She got singled out.
Because she had an expired driver's license.
Yeah, and some old hairy dyke came up to her. They had to prod her with a wand anywhere and everywhere over her body.
Yeah, they did the wand. They did the normal frisking. They did the baggage check.
And at this point, the security guard who was doing the frisking, this old woman, wanted to, and I kid you not, run her hands down the crevice of her cleavage and underneath her breasts to check for foreign objects.
The chick in question that has been frisked or was going to be frisked was an A cup. An A cup. There ain't nothing there. She don't have no tits. And they wanted to frisk her because why? They thought it was a security risk.
The excuse for this comes because of the Russian airliners. What they're saying is that the Russian airliners were blown up by women that had bombs, explosives strapped to their abdomen. Abdomen! Not their chest, not under their gazungas.
Gazungas?
Yeah, okay, I gotta get the point across.
Yes, point is across. It's funny name.
It's complete and utter bullshit, in my opinion. They're taking it too far.
So, no, yeah, I mean, I agree. This lady actually ended up renting a car and driving 2 days back home to her home. Back home to her home. Redundancy.
San Diego.
Yeah, from
Denver.
Denver
to San Diego.
So, hell of a drive.
That's a long
You know, which
drive.
Included fuel, which also included hotels, because I'm sure she didn't drive it straight. But this is getting ridiculous. I mean, when I go to an airport, you know, I do expect some security. Absolutely. I have no fucking problem opening up my suitcase, letting him go through it. I got nothing to hide in there. Excuse me. I have no problem, you know, getting a somewhat of a frisking, because I know that I take my watch and my keys and my wallet, and I put it all in my carry-on. I put it through the X-ray. I have no problem with that. Metal detectors? Yeah, sure, fine. Go for it. Wands? Hey, if you have to wand me, fine. Fair enough.
If you have to wand me?
If you have to wand me. You know, I mean, I've been wanded.
I know what you're talking about, but that just sounds naughty.
I know. By the way, Gazunga's hardly your A's, says Smoothie. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, when you actually have to go and you get that person, I mean, that's like someone coming up to Claude at the airport and saying, okay, sir, you've been flagged. We need to grab your crotch. Now, granted, Claude likes that kind of attention.
So,
ladies, pay attention.
So anytime the women come towards me and I get singled out by somebody,
his like penis just shrinks and shrivels up inside of him.
No way, dude.
He has only one nut left out.
Yeah, that's
just for proof.
Ouch, boy, you're just cruel, man. You're taking your frustration out on fucking Chazad on me now.
I'm not taking out any frustration.
Dude, do you want to talk about it? It's okay if you want to talk about it. So much time about it.
No. I don't want to talk about it.
You want Pepsi?
No, hell no. Watch me blow up.
No, but exactly. It's like, you know, dude, it's not right that they do this shit to people right there. All in the name of fucking security. And it's nobody is any more secure now than they were before.
That's true.
That's my opinion.
Virtual One goes, well, I wonder how long I'd hold a blind if I had to take my laptop bag as a carry-on. Actually, not really. You pull out your Mac, you put it in a bin, you put the laptop bag in another bin, and you push it through, they x-ray it, it doesn't do all that.
Uh-huh.
They don't search it individually unless you get flagged specially, and then they take you out of the normal circulation lines.
And they do not say what gets you flagged.
No, but just by the chance that we know that this lady had an expired license is pretty much a miracle that we figured out why someone got flagged.
You're right.
Because, you know, sharing of any of that information is probably against the federal law of something. Anywho, but yeah, I mean, when is it too far? When is it too much? I mean, when you go to an airport, what do you expect to happen? I mean, what levels of security do you have no problem going through?
What levels of security? Going through like a you know, like a metal detector, throw my shit on. In all honesty, the highest security level I really want to go through is what we had before 9/11.
Okay. In other words, a metal detector, not even a wanding. You don't have to take off your shoes, anything like that.
Shoes? No. There's no reason to take the fucking shoes off.
But the shoe bomber, I mean, he had his plastique or whatever it was in his shoes.
You know what? Yeah, that's true. He had that. But the thing about it is this right here. Number one, I think if we go ahead, we simply send everything through to get x-rayed for your carry-on baggage, we'll take care of that shit right there. If you need to take a laptop out, which I don't understand the purpose of, yeah, okay, fine. Now, removal of shoes, no. And the shoe bomber shit right there, everybody uses the excuse, and I'll tell you why. It's bullshit. General Electric has now developed a new item that you can walk through. that when you walk through the gate, it hits you with a blast of air from all sides. The reason is it's a bomb sniffer to sniff for certain types of residue materials.
Interesting, okay.
If you get flagged on something like that, then they can go ahead and hit you with a sniffer. Like I said, the sniffer is kind of like a wand in the sense that they go around it with you, but think leak detector for air conditioning system.
Right, right.
And they could scan it for you that way. If you needed to take your shoes off at that point after getting flagged by a machine, fine. If you go through or something like that and you've got like a belt on or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, take a wand to me then. Especially if, you know, all of a sudden somebody's got, because I can only imagine what happens to people with genital piercings at the airport.
Ooh, yeah, really. Or anybody with any surgical. I mean, sure, you have to carry papers all the damn time.
Yeah, what about, yeah, surgical, geez, the only thing about that is somebody like went through and had like a stitches or something like that or staples from a recent medical operation. God. My opinion right there, how much am I willing to pay for my safety? Not much.
Well, okay. I mean, me personally, I don't have a problem with taking off my shoes and doing all that stuff. Hey, we got a caller. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Spankwagon.
Hey, sorry.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, about the whole thing talking about with the new GE scanner device. You know, honestly, we're never going to see it installed in any airports in the States. You'll probably see it overseas or other, maybe in London, Heathrow, but never in the States because there's just, you know, the TSA is spending money elsewhere, at least from what I'm hearing nowadays. You know, like, whatever, just last week they got investigated for spending, like, way too much money on, like, an awards thing, like a banquet ceremony for some old age agents.
Okay.
And I look at it as TSA is just another government agency just looking to just milk taxpayers' money. You know, they're so, you know, anything security-wise in the airports.
Right, okay.
The airports anywhere else in the country have anywhere else in the world have like the GE sniffer thing. I want to see it all over the place in the States, but you know, it won't happen until it's forced through by somebody in Congress or wherever else who has a kind of pull, you know, with the to do that. But you know, we're always going to be behind the security because I don't know, it's something about it. And so looking around online, apparently they gave away last year $1.45 million in bonuses to 88 people last year.
So you're, in other words, just to kind of tie this together, you're saying that they're not going to spend money on the technology, they're just going to spend money on their own personal interests.
Right, yeah, they're going to spend money on just little things, you know, on the backside, just to, you know, the hell of security. Let's just, you know, spend people's money best as we can.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, the thing about it is, for these things as well,
thank you, Corey.
The other thing is going to, as well, is going to be that the goal for these bomb sniffing devices and whatnot, the walkthrough, they're actually going to want to be installing these on the New York and DC subway lines.
Okay, so in other words, put them on the DC Metro, and I don't even know just the New York subway system. But what's the cost of these? I mean, and is it really going to help? I mean, let's look at it this way. My wife used to say how scary it was when she was overseas, and they would carry around, you know, submachine guns and Uzis in the airports, you know, the security,
yeah, yeah.
You know, would carry it around, because at any time, someone may actually, in fact, go through there with a bomb. And she realized that we are a fucked country at this point where, you know, here we're doing it here. I know we've talked about this on a show a long time ago, but I don't know. I mean, when's it too much? I mean, when you have to have a bull dyke bitch TSA agent who has to sit there and you know, get her jollies and cupping a feel off of an A cupper.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it's too much now.
Okay, so you're thinking that's too much now. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, Trench. Hey, I had a comment on the bomb sniffing and all of this crazy airport security.
Okay.
I think that they're just going completely overboard with it in general.
Meaning?
The whole idea of having the masses security, I mean, look at the number of people that are transported on buses compared to planes. I mean, I'm sure it dwarfs the number, but yet do we have this ridiculous security at, you know, bus terminals? No.
Okay, let's play the devil's advocate here. What about people who, you know, bomb planes in order to inflict collateral damage on something that's, you know, like the buildings, like the trade.
Well, it's melodramatic. I mean, if something happens on a bus as compared to on an airplane, it's always a bigger deal on an airplane. And I think that part of that is because, you know, when it's up in the air, it's probably a more vulnerable target probably than a bus, of course.
In other words, maybe less likely for anybody to survive.
Well, yeah, that and as far as just the impact, the psychological impact, people are more afraid of flying than they are of riding in a bus. So
okay.
they're going to be feeling a little bit more threatened by a risk to their safety while they're in this vulnerable position of being, you know, flying through the air.
Okay.
But I think that the airport security thing is just like a way to pacify the public in some respect to
okay.
show that they're, you know.
And I can agree with that as well. And the thing about it is I can understand why you'd want more security onto an airplane. And the thing about it is, yeah, with a bus, I mean, it would be horrific for somebody to like, well, hold on. Wait, speaking of the collateral damage, the amount of collateral damage you could do with an airplane is far greater. I mean, the thing about it is, such as the World Trade Center, they didn't hijack any old plane. They specified ones that were going to be for long range, so they would be completely full of fuel, hence explosives.
Okay.
And the damage you can do with that right there, not only have you got a much larger object that is then much more maneuverable in this case to take down high-rise skyscrapers, you've also got...
Then that kind of contradicts what you said before, because you were like, well, you know, I liked the security before 9/11.
Well... that doesn't contradict at
but
all.
But the security before 9/11 allowed this to happen in some ways, didn't it?
Hold on a second here. Hold on. The security before 9/11, did it allow this to happen? No. I don't think the level of security that we had now versus 9/11 or pre 9/11 would be any more effective. And the reason
I would agree with that. I think that the people could have still done the 9/11 the hijackings with the current level of airport security. I don't think it would have made a difference.
Okay, now...
I am going to totally agree with that.
First off, thank you very much, Vert. Thanks very much for your call.
I'm going to totally agree with that. I totally do. And the reason being is, you also have to look at the circumstances that were surrounding the hijackers of these flights in Logan Airport.
Okay.
The thing was this right here. You had people that happened to show up late. Problem wasn't that we didn't have thorough security in the sense that they had lower standards. Problem was they had great standards, but they weren't following through on them.
So
they showed up late, security rushed them through.
Okay, so in other words, basically you're saying that the security, the same thing that we're seeing, an abuse of security, whether they show up late or early,
right.
The abuse of security such as fueling up women that don't need to be felt up for any special thing.
It's completely unnecessary, and what it does is it basically then gets people conditioned to have to go into a police state. I mean, the thing about it is somebody made a mention... God, it was on TV someplace, and it was like a talk show, and somebody like made a mention of like they were visiting Tel Aviv in Israel, and you know, it's common practice there. Anytime you enter like a store or a mall, they need to search your bags to make sure you're not carrying explosives. And people were like, "Well, that's only a small security thing. What they have to do, you know, to stay safe." And that's completely unacceptable. That's unacceptable that they have to go that far to do that shit. If they feel it's necessary, Israel is a different fucking story than America. We're mostly isolated by bodies of water and two peaceful countries to the north and south of us. Fortunately, luckily, we don't have to have such heavily militarized borders, save for Pipe Organ Park in Arizona. But the thing about it is, yeah, I think that if those security guards that were at those gates at Logan Airport on September 11th, 2000 had done their fucking jobs.
But they were box cutters, and I used to go through with my pocket knife without a problem.
That's true.
You're saying that if they would have done their job, this wouldn't have happened, but okay, I used to go through with my Swiss Army pocket knife.
That's different.
No, it isn't. A box cutter is no different than a Swiss Army pocket knife.
True, but the thing about it is, you take a... What?
Nothing. Go.
You have a Swiss Army knife or a pocket knife. That's normal stuff for an American to have. A box cutter, that most certainly is not.
So if I didn't work, you know, if I worked for a grocery store and I carried a box cutter with me just because I always had to have one at work, let's say I'm a stocker.
No.
You know, I boxing and stocking and shipping kind of guy.
Leave it behind.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just trying to point out...
No, I understand you're playing devil's advocate because they were sharp, pointy objects.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm saying this out loud and it's going to get into public consciousness and they're all going to shoot me down the road. What is this in my hand?
A pin.
An ink pin, right?
An ink pin.
What can you? You know what damage you can do with an ink pen? Just the same.
Take
as you
an
can
eye out, stab someone in the
under
throat.
The chin. I mean, you could, you know, do so much damage with this, just as much as you could with a box cutter.
Oh, I understand.
It's ridiculous. You know, I've had paper clips go through. Paper clips are no more dangerous than to me than a nail clipper.
But they also had, like, I think pepper spray and shit like that too.
Yeah, well, I will agree that pepper spray is a questionable because some states allow, some states don't for private use.
In my opinion,
it's,
right,
that's
there,
a questionable if, one
if,
as
if
it
they,
is.
If they would have done their job. On two levels. Number one, you think properly racially profiled them. And
I was just going to say that.
Number two, actually investigate them. Yeah, be fine.
Now, racial profiling, you're saying that, oh, hey, yeah, you look like, you know, an Arab, so, you know, we can't make you fly or can't let you fly.
You know what? As much, dude, I'm going to be brutally fucking honest with you. As much as I want to say I want to live in a world of where everybody gets along and stuff right there, I'm dead serious, dude. I would rather be on a fucking flight with Hank Williams Jr., who's a rowdy son of a bitch, than fucking Cat Stevens.
See, and I don't understand that. Both were American. You know, the only thing difference is he found a religion that catered to what his needs were.
That's bullshit.
And you're
going
to hold that to
that
him?
Is fucking bullshit. Everybody wants to say that shit all the fucking time, that Cat Stevens changed fucking religions, so everybody's against him for that. I'm going to fucking counter and pounce that ideal
please,
right now.
Please.
Not you, but the ideal. Okay? Look at fucking Muhammad Ali. Cassius Clay. That's a man who found religion, who found his own
the
fucking
Muslim
religion.
The Muslim religion.
He found Islam, okay? And became a Muslim. That is fine. That's a dude that says, you know what, I'm a Muslim, but I love America, and I try to help out. That's fucking cool. The only fucking thing that Muhammad Ali ever said that was controversial to anything publicly was he didn't want to fight in the Vietnam War because he had no fucking reason to. He had a valid point. You want me to go put my life on the line for other people's human rights, but you won't stand up for me here in America? That's bullshit. And that's a valid political argument, especially in a war he didn't believe in. Cat Stevens was somebody who fucking went out and said America deserves all the terrorism it gets.
When did he say this?
This was a few fucking years ago. This is what prompted people to stomp Cat Stevens' albums. Now, I will research this
please
offline
do.
For the show.
Let's do that for a follow-up for next week.
They even had a fucking Muslim cleric say Cat Stevens does not speak for the entire Muslim community here.
Okay.
And Cat Stevens offered an apology later on.
They say that shit about, like, Farrakhan. I mean, there's Muslim, there's the Eastern Muslim,
Farrakhan's
there's
a dangerous
Muslim.
Fucking guy. Farrakhan to me is just as fucking dangerous as the leader of the Ku Klux Klan. I'm fucking sorry, dude. It's cool and all to have your fucking religion in moderation, of course. But, dude, when people like fucking Farrakhan and David Duke and shit get out there like that, those are fucking dangerous people. Cat Stevens,
I'll agree.
Cat Stevens was not persecuted simply for becoming a Muslim, okay? Because there's a lot of famous people that are Muslims. There's sports stars that are, okay? There's also people, like I say, Muhammad Ali, man. That to me, is a picture-perfect ideal of someone that, A, stood for his rights, and, B, even though he chose his own path to find God, he doesn't inflict it on other people. He doesn't go with these radical fucking ideals. He respects human life, okay?
Okay.
That's why Muhammad Ali gets his fucking props. Cat Stevens was somebody who fucking spoke out against America and all this other shit. So much for fucking peace train, eh there, Cat? He's a dude trying to blow the fucking train off the tracks, in my opinion. Because Cat Stevens has those fucking radical beliefs. Granted, like we've said before, people who suddenly find religion and become zealots about said fucking beliefs.
Oh, absolutely. Born-again Christians are zealots about being
exactly.
You know, Christian, so
he, you know
where
what?
Do you win?
Maybe he can chalk it up to that, but dude, he still said those fucking comments.
All right. Why don't we go ahead and detune it because we're coming up to the end of the show.
All right.
So why don't we go ahead?
Do you want happy or sad?
Let's do happy. Lord knows they need it. I'm going to say this right off the bat. Chazad, you know what? I'm sorry if I upset you, pissed you off, made you hang up. I apologize. We hope that in the future you do want to call in again. Kilroy joins the chat room a little late. But nice to see you, Kilroy.
Indeed.
All
welcome.
Right,
and goodbye.
Yeah, pretty much.
I hate saying that, dude.
Pretty much. Let's go ahead and hit the music.
Virtual one, just to kind of clarify, yes, Muslim is the way you can pronounce part of it right there. And there's a different spelling, and it's where it comes from, Arabic and shit. So, let's end on a happy note, everybody.
You didn't hit it.
I did. I didn't double-click it. I'm sorry. It's like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Isn't it, though? Great. You've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only found at the internet app
SpankWagon.net.
Spank Wagon Radio wants to thank our syndicates. Let's first off thank LVRocks.com. First off, not only just for syndicating, but giving us this nice place to do the show at. Let's also give a big thank you to PlanetRadio.us and our newest syndicate, Radio306.com. For everybody listening in this week, remember we're here every Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm your host, Trencher.
And I, of course, am Claude Balls. And I'm thinking, you know what, if we're going to use this song in the future, we need, like, chicks in 60s bikinis and beach balls to run in and start playing, like,
and that'd be kind of cool.
Volleyball.
We got to go hire someone, but make sure you hire from a good neighborhood.
Yeah.
All right, this has been Spank Wagon Radio. Remember, you can find us on the internet and contribute and have fun at SpankWagon.net.
Indeed, SpankWagon.net, your source for everything that is the internet.
Except that weird prawn. We're not going to dig that. All right, I'm Trencher.
I, of course, am the quadraphonic Ayatollah, Claude Balls, and this has been Spank Wagon Radio.
Have a good night.
Good night.
step inside of this plane, you and me, babe. Hey, hey!